To revise the taxation of bank interest, let's finish this module by going through some examples. In example 1, you are asked to indicate whether the following sources of interest are received either net or gross. Simply indicate your choice by checking the appropriate box in the net or gross column, and when you have finished, push the check answer button at the bottom of your screen. Interest on a NatWest bank deposit account is always received net of tax. This is the case for all of the UK High Street banks. Interest on a National Savings Investment account is received gross. This is the case for all interest credited to National Savings accounts.
Interest on gilts is credited gross.
Interest on all debentures is credited net of 20% tax, whilst interest on money market deposits or qualifying time deposits is always credited gross. One more thing to mention here.
Any interest credited to an offshore bank account is not taxed as interest income, but is taxed as foreign income. This interest will be credited gross, on the basis that foreign banks will not withhold UK income tax.
In example 2, you are dealing with information regarding Mr. Lloyd's income. You are asked to put together a tax computation to work out Mr. Lloyd's tax due. Once you have arrived at an answer, check it by pressing the button on the bottom of your screen. Let's now work through the solution to Mr. Lloyd.
The rents from Mr. Lloyd's overseas property is foreign income, and they are taxed as non-savings income.
Mr. Lloyd's Building Society interest of £16,000 is received net of tax, so we'll gross it up at 100 over 80.
This gives us gross interest of £20,000. Interest on a 3.5% war loan of £10,000 is received gross, so we don't need to gross it up at 100 over 80. You will see, therefore, that what goes into the computation in the interest column is the interest received of £10,000.
This gives us non-savings income of £17,000 and £30,000 of bank interest. We deduct the personal allowance of £6,475 from the non-savings column. This gives taxable non-savings income of £10,525 and taxable bank interest of £30,000. We take the taxable income and tax each column in turn. We start with the non-savings income of £10,525. The non-savings income is wholly within the basic rate band, so it is fully taxed at 20%, giving tax of £2,105. The basic rate limit is £37,400. So £26,875 of bank interest falls into the basic rate band. This income is taxed at 20%, giving tax of £5,375. The remainder of the bank interest, which is £30,000 minus £26,875, giving us £3,125, is taxed at the higher rate of 40%, giving tax of £1,250. If we add the tax figures together, the total tax liability is £8,730.
From our tax liability, we can deduct any tax that has been suffered at source. In our example, the only tax suffered at source is the tax that was deducted from the Building Society interest. This tax was the £20,000 gross at the lower rate of 20%, giving us tax deducted at source of £4,000.
So Mr. Lloyd's tax due is £4,730.
Finally, example 3 asks you to calculate the tax due for Mr. Barclay. Once you have calculated the amount, check your answer and we will go through the solution. Mr. Barclay's employment income of £140,000 is non-savings income. He received bank interest of £25,000. This is received net of basic rate tax and must be grossed up by 100 over 80. Gross interest of £31,250 is included in the interest column of the computation. This gives us non-savings income of £140,000 and £31,250 of interest income. Due to the level of Mr. Barclay's income, the personal allowance is reduced to nil. The first £37,400 of non-savings income is taxed at 20%, giving tax of £7,480. The next £112,600 of income is taxed at 40%, being the remaining non-savings income of £102,600 and the first £10,000 of interest income. This gives tax of £45,040. Finally, the remaining interest income of £21,250 is taxed at 50%. The total tax liability is £63,145, from which we deduct PAYE of £47,720 and the tax deducted at source from the interest of £6,250, to arrive at the tax due of £9,175. This completes this lecture on the taxation of bank interest. The next module will cover the taxation of dividend income.